You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, my name is Nick Olmos, and this is Tech in 2 from Wired.
Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
CDC says vaccinated people can gather, New York City plans to reopen high schools, and the Senate passes the COVID-19 relief bill. Here's what you should know. The CDC released new guidelines yesterday saying people who have been fully vaccinated can gather indoors with others who have received their shots without masks and refrain from quarantining and testing following exposure to COVID-19, provided they are asymptomatic. That said, they should still mask and socially distance in public, avoid large group gatherings, and get tested if they start experiencing COVID-19 symptoms. Mayor Bill de Blasio has announced that New York City high school students will begin returning to classrooms on March 22nd. In many of the country's largest districts, high school students haven't received any in-person instruction in the last year and may not for several more months. About half of the New York City's high schools will begin full-time classes for most or all of the students who opted for in-person last fall, and the other half will have hybrid classes. High school sports will resume with masks for all students in April. And over the weekend, Senate Democrats passed a $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill. In order to ensure support from Democratic lawmakers, several late changes were made to the bill, including trimming jobless benefits and limiting the number of people who can receive stimulus checks. It's expected to pass in the House on Tuesday so that the president can sign the bill into law before unemployment aid programs expire on March 14th. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
Technology is moving so fast, it feels like you need the latest self-driving car designed by the most advanced robot to keep up. But you don't need artificial intelligence to tell you State Farm has surprisingly great rates on car insurance. It's the coverage you need at a price that fits your budget. No robots required. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.